Anti-CRT Parents Win School Board Victories Throughout America. By Dr. Susan Berry on November 3, 2021. The victory of Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin, R., over former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, D., has spurred excitement for future Republican wins. But the triumphs in local school board races hold special significance for those parents who fought big battles against leftist tyranny and Marxist-based critical race theory, CRT, right in their own communities. Ryan James Gurdusky's 1776 Project PAC has helped a number of candidates for local school boards win their elections. He and the PAC tweeted out the victories. Gurdusky, a New York native, political consultant, and author of They're Not Listening, How the Elites Created the Nationalist Populist Revolution, exposed the corruption in the anti-Trump Lincoln Project in January, forcing several board members to resign. His 1776 Project PAC self-describes as dedicated to electing school board members nationwide who want to reform our public education system by promoting patriotism and pride in American history. The PAC is committed to abolishing critical race theory and the 1619 Project from the public school curriculum. Moms for America said about the PAC that, to fix schools, replace radical school boards. The moms observed what many parents have learned over the past 2 years, the great power of local government. We have learned during the pandemic and the raging debate over the poisonous and inaccurate critical race theory agenda, that local school boards wield a lot of power. Most are in hip pockets of the teacher unions, because they flood the zone with millions of dollars into these local elections, which means that the kids and families don't matter. The Moms organization said the 1776 Project PAC will be supporting school board candidates who want to keep critical race theory and the history of the radical 1619 Project out of classrooms. This is an effort to have parents, not unions, determine the curriculum in schools, they added.